Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio once again with Stone Payton. How you doing, bud?
Good morning, sir. I am doing well. You know, I'm still on my second espresso, but I'm getting ready for green beer this afternoon. How about you? You
that's
got any
right.
green beer at the house?
You know it. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So Cantor, that's an Irish name.
Irish,
right?
Yes. It used to be O'Cantor when my family moved here. But we tried to assimilate.
You got the corned beef and cabbage thawing out in the sink and the whole bit?
There's corned beef, but yeah. Not a lot of cabbage.
And Mama's back home. She going to cook tonight?
No, she's not getting home till way late.
Yeah, so fun stuff. So will you go out and toast the town, or it'll be a quiet Irish evening for you?
You know, I'm old, middle-aged with a child. Those days are long gone. But I had a big day yesterday. Junior Achievement. That was a great event, the NetWeavers Junior Achievement get-together.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Saw Bob Littell, saw our buddy Alan Urich, saw a whole bunch of people who passed through the doors here.
Well, you know, Alan Urich, he keeps popping up, man. He's been on shows. We see him at these events.
Yeah, he's coming in tomorrow for another show.
Yeah, cool.
And it was a great event. And, you know, Junior Achievement is a great organization. And we're doing our best to help support them and do what we can to help the kids be better at interviewing and talking to executives and stuff.
Well, that's going to be fun, right? Because they're going to come in, they're going to have their own show.
Right.
Right. And the kids go out and they're responsible for getting the interviews with the execs.
Exactly.
And then they're going to come in. So I want to sit in on those shows. That's going to be fun.
I'm excited. We'll get that going.
Plus, if there's any executives that we're having a hard time getting to.
Yeah, I'm going to send them.
We'll just use the kids as our mule, right?
Right.
Here, I want the little cute blonde. Okay, here, come here, darling. Yeah. Here's what I need you to do.
Go into UPS. Just start wandering the halls.
That'll be fun.
Right.
Yeah. So we got a great segment this morning. We're continuing our Inside PR series.
Yeah. Is this the last one?
Well, for a little while. This has been too successful, too much fun to just put a stop to. But then we're going to switch gears next week and do Inside Safety.
Right.
And we've got some ex-OSHA undersecretary guy with real credentials that's going to be co-hosting the Inside Safety thing.
So we don't have to do it then. I don't know anything about safety.
Right. All we got to do is show up and look pretty and turn the dials, man.
All right.
But today on this segment, we have this Inside PR series. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce Jennifer Dunphy. She is with VIU. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. You're not the first PR person that we've talked to, of course. So PR relationships are very important to us in the radio business because it's the way that we get access to interesting guests. But we'd love to hear more about your business and what you're out there doing for folks. Give us, if you will, a little bit of a thumbnail sketch about VIU and how you work.
Well, we are a full-service interactive agency, so we're a little bit different from your traditional public relations firm. We do public relations and PR. However, everything we do is web-based. So when we're doing press releases and things along those lines, we are helping to increase a business's overall exposure on the web and making sure that people can find them throughout the web and they're getting in front of them in a non-intrusive format through press releases, through social networking, content syndication, and things along those lines. So we just really help to make sure that people can find them when they're looking for their services or their products that they have to offer.
So how important is this non-intrusive aspect? Because I'm really attracted to that. I mean, I get all these emails that are designed, I suppose, to pull me in, and they must work for some people, but it drives me nuts. How important is this non-intrusive thing?
Well, it's extremely important because people don't always want to be advertised to. Now, advertising is key to businesses being successful, but we're advertised to all day long, and people tend to get tired of that. So the beautiful thing about online PR is when we are putting these press releases out to the web throughout all of our distribution channels, we are optimizing these press releases, and we're tagging them for various keyword phrases that businesses want to be found for, that they want to be relevant for. So how it works, if someone's doing a search, let's say I'm doing a search online, I'm looking for a new Louis Vuitton handbag, or I'm looking for a used Louis Vuitton handbag, whatever it is I'm looking for, and I type in that keyword phrase, our press releases that we're putting out can pop up. Well, that's educating someone that finds this press release. It's not intrusive. It's not saying, hey, here I am, buy for me. But they're getting information. And if they want more information, if they're ready to actually make a purchase, they can click through to the business's website. So
there's
it's pretty helpful.
There's a thought leadership education component to this non-intrusive. Because I don't know the first thing about how to buy an authentic Louis Vuitton. So it would be nice if I could come across an article that says, you know, hey, before you get taken on the streets of New York and, you know, buy a $20 Louis Vuitton, you know, look at these three things. That would be really helpful.
Absolutely.
Then I don't feel like I'm being sold to as much as I'm being served, right?
Absolutely. It really provides the educational component and lets people know what they should be looking out for and points them in the right direction of where they can go to find exactly what it is they're looking for.
So what's in the press release?
It depends on what the subject matter is. It could be everything from educational components of here are the top 10 things, using the purse example again. Here are the top 10 things you should look for when you're looking to purchase an authentic handbag. It could be...
And how often would that go out? Like, you would have a different ones, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You never want to send the same one out. You want to always provide valuable, new, fresh information.
Every month? Every
it's so irritating to get 2, 3, 4 Louis Vuitton press releases in a row. I'm getting tired of that. I'm not going to put up with it anymore, and I don't think you should either.
Okay. Now, how often? Is it quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily?
Oh, we put press releases out all the time. But, again, it has to be new, fresh subject matter.
Right.
So it could be, using that example, again, it could be educational component of here's what to look for if you're looking, you know, you're trying to differentiate between an authentic and a knockoff.
Right.
Or it could be, here's this new business that opened up or launched this new online presence, and here's where you can learn more about the business, or here's where you can buy these services, here's where you can buy these products. So there are so many different things that you can promote through online press releases.
And then the press releases get distributed through, like, Google News? Is that where they're going?
That's one of the places they can go. There are so many different channels online. The biggest difference between online PR versus your traditional media relations, traditional public relations, what happens is when you're doing a traditional press release, per se, I am sending it to a specific individual at the news station or at a magazine or things along those lines. Well, when we are doing the online PR, it's not set for any one specific individual. It's going out to all these different distribution channels. It's being sent to magazines. It's being sent to radio stations. It gets sent to bloggers.
Right.
It gets distributed throughout the web and then tends to get picked up by other places and just gets this viral aspect to it where it just starts to circulate throughout the web. And more importantly, it just increases a business's online presence. So if someone, again, is looking for their services or their products, they can find that business easily online.
Now, so you're not targeting the entertainment writer for the New York Times? Like, you're not trying to build a relationship with that person?
It's a little bit different. Yeah, it's not about trying to build a relationship. It's just increasing the exposure.
Right. And then it'll get picked up by whoever gets picked up.
Yes, it gets picked up by numerous outlets online.
Right.
And then it has a similar effect to traditional media relations, whereas if someone finds it and they pick it up and it's truly interesting subject matter and they want to go with it, you can definitely get media coverage
from
the online PR.
At that
PR.
Point, though, they'll contact you and say, I want to get a little
Absolutely.
Deeper kind of conversation about it.
Absolutely.
And so are there bloggers that have more juice than others in this arena of authentic handbags, or bloggers that have a lot of juice in the fashion arena or something? You're like, wow, we hit the big time on this, yeah?
Well, yeah. I'm sure, as you know, there are bloggers for every vertical that you can imagine online.
Right.
They're established experts, and some have a greater following than others. So the ones that have more pull within the community, it's more important to get in front of those than it is to, say, someone that just started their blog today and they're talking nonsense.
Right.
But it all counts, though, for SEO purposes, right?
It definitely helps SEO.
Well, how cool would it be if we had somebody from the authentic handbag business in the studio?
I don't think that would be possible.
So tell us who you brought with us, Jennifer.
I brought one of my favorite clients and friend, Cassandra Connors, and I'll let you tell her a little bit, or I'll let her tell us a little bit more about her business.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Yeah, tell us all about your business.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you do happen, Stone, to want a Louis Vuitton handbag, you know, I think you would look lovely with one.
Thank you.
I happen to own a handbag company, and we sell pre-owned authentic designer handbags, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Balenciaga, very high-end bags, Hermes. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to own a handbag if you're looking for something that is a little bit less than retail, but still, you know, a genuine, beautiful, you know, accessory to have. Bella Bag is the name of the business, and we buy, sell, and trade, again, authentic bags and accessories. One of the cool things about the business is that, you know, we are based on the web. So being based on the web gives us a chance to really kind of take advantage of different types of PR. And, you know, the type of PR that we're talking about today, search engine optimization, is basically the main type of PR that we use to promote our business.
Now, did you always use PR, or is this a recent development?
No, we didn't always use PR. The business started out as a really kind of self-funded, very small venture.
So you were just trying to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because what I have found is handbags were such a popular item to sell, is
right.
that a lot of buyers really found us, you know, to begin with, to start. However, when you know, think you're doing well, that's
right.
one thing. And then you back it with a little PR, you're like, whoa, oh my gosh, I wasn't really doing that well.
So your business dramatically changed
with, you know, SEO, search engine
so
optimization.
So Jennifer is a hero in your house.
Yeah, she's a very dear friend to me now.
the money will do for a friendship. Huh?
Did you use other PR people before Jennifer?
No, actually, I didn't. But I looked into using quite a few companies.
Right.
And I happened to meet Jen by chance when I moved to Atlanta. And, you know, kind of talked to her about her services. She was one of the first companies that I talked to about doing it. And then, you know, didn't choose her company Veyu at all at first by any means. You know, I'm kind of a person who really does a lot of research and, you know, weighs and measures the options. And her company really did come out on top. And I don't just say that.
So what were the things you were looking for?
I was looking for, you know, I think the thing that every small business owner is looking for. I think price is something I was definitely, you know, very, you know,
right.
geared towards. It's important for me to keep my overhead low. I was looking for results. I was looking for other clients.
But you knew PR was not a guarantee of results.
No, I knew PR wasn't a guarantee of results. And that's part of the reason that I don't use a traditional PR person. Kind of the things that, you know, you were talking about earlier in the interview. You know, this is not about, you know, developing a relationship with one person. This is
right.
not about trying to get in front of the entertainment editor, blah, 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 at some
right.
fashion magazine. This is about creating almost like a massive outreach onto the biggest thing we have today, which is the web,
right.
which is why I designed the business to be based on the web. You know, we're not waiting for, you know, I don't have a physical store. My
right.
store is based on the web. So I'm not sitting around waiting for one customer
to walk into
my store
sure.
by foot traffic. And Jen's business model is not waiting for, you know, one person to reply to one email. It's
right.
a very similar parallel between the way she works her business and
right.
the way I work my business, which is why I think they are a really good mesh for each other.
So how do you know if a handbag is authentic? Is that like a proprietary process? And
we'll
that's
have to,
why you,
we'll have
that's
to get
you
the press
going?
Release.
We do have a really, we do have, you know, a method that we go by, you know, for each
right.
brand. There's a different list that we go by. Typically, it's about 13 steps.
Oh, wow. But you can teach people, like on your staff, you can say, okay.
Yeah, we definitely can teach people, you know, check these 13 steps. However, I would say that.
Like the spelling of the name, right?
Yeah, if you see something that's spelled wrong, I definitely would not buy that one.
Like Vuitton, that's a tricky name.
Yeah.
I wouldn't notice. I mean, they would see me coming.
Right, you couldn't
yeah.
do this.
Yeah, you won't want to buy Louis with an E at the end
right.
ever.
What was the worst knockoff?
The worst?
Seen?
Like, you mean?
What were some of the mistakes? Like somebody that was trying to.
Oh, I mean, you know, there are, you know, really, really obvious ones. I think most people know, like the logos are just, you know, you got the logos going the wrong way, or the, you know, the L and the V are, you know, different, or like, you know, on a Gucci bag, it's not G's, it's C's. You know what I mean? You've got, those are just such obvious things. I think most people know about that. But then you've got really important details that most people don't know about, which are, you know, zippers are imprinted on the back with certain companies' names that are not Gucci. And that's something, if you need to know what those companies that make the zippers
right.
are, you know, those are very high-end companies that
right.
should be correct. The metal magnetism of a bag is very important. Depending on which metal a company uses to make the hardware on the bag, that's either going to be metallic or it's not going to be metallic. And you can really check that with certain magnets that we use to see if they will magnetize or not. Also, measurements will sometimes be off by less than an eighth of an inch by counterfeiters' bags. And you will know that measurements will be, you know, just an eighth of an inch will be off, and that will show that it is a counterfeit bag. I mean, you know, different textiles that line the interior of the bags. Counterfeiters will most often get 99% of a bag right, but that 1% that you need to know, and you need to know it or else that would absolutely ruin our brand because that's what we stand behind. That's really what makes the difference.
This lady knows what she's doing.
She does.
But here's the real test. How do you know if a PR person is authentic?
Right.
Well, you know, I think, you know, kind of like with my business and knowing if a bag's authentic, over time you learn more and more and more. And as I've worked with Jennifer, over time you see more and more results. And it's just a little bit of a test of trust. And I think.
So did you start small and then you've increased your relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I started, I would say a little bit small.
So you like tested her?
We had an agreement, you know, we were supposed to work together for like, the first month and I was supposed to pay her a certain amount. And that first month I was like, I don't know if these are the right words that we're choosing or whatever. And she just kind of, you know, let me go slowly. And I don't think I even wound up paying that first bill until month three because we
that's
worked together.
To know,
we picked out keywords. I don't know if that's something I want to advertise to future clients for her, but it does go to show that she was, you know, she stuck to her word. She said, until we get these keywords right and targeted for you, we're just going to kind of tread water together.
Now, Jennifer, is that one of the hardest parts is to really define and tighten those keywords?
That's definitely important because it's all about bringing the targeted people to somebody's website.
Right.
Casey doesn't want any old person shopping on her website. She doesn't want someone who's looking for a knockoff handbag. She wants someone who understands and realizes that they are going to be spending a little bit more money for something that's authentic, that's high quality. So it's really important for us to make sure we aren't driving those type of people who are looking for discounted or cheap handbags or things along those lines, that they realize they are looking for the real thing and they're going to pay the real price for it. So it's extremely important for us to properly target.
So how much can you expect to save off of retail typically if we go to Bella Bags versus walk into Dora Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, well, it depends on which bag it is, which brand it is, and how new the style is, of course. But I would say our customers save anywhere from 40 to 80% off of retail.
Oh, wow. Okay, I wasn't expecting that much of a percent. I was thinking like 10, 20%.
No,
so
no.
Really, really nice break.
Yeah, for sure.
And wow. When a bag comes into your possession, do you like clean it up and make it all...
Yeah,
fancy
and
new.
We definitely do. Any bag that,
new car smell.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. We rejuvenate all the bags.
Rejuvenate.
That's the word you were looking for.
However, you know, I would say that we get so many bags in that are in mint pristine condition from, you know, women who got them as gifts, from, you know, an ex-boyfriend now. They never want to see that bag again. They only used it once. It gets handed over. A wallet that they prefer a larger wallet. This is a smaller wallet. It, you know, they never use it. It's been sitting in the back of their closet. So they, you know, turn it over to Bella Bag. I mean, we have tons of items on our website that are only used once or twice or sometimes even never used, brand new with the tags on it.
So you have bags that are in the bag.
Yes.
A lot of bags come in bags, right?
We have tons of bags. Yeah, most of our bags come with the original dust bags, storage covers, some with boxes. I mean, and then we have bags that are vintage bags, you know, that were from...
That means old.
40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago. I mean, we have...
So is it like the gold thing where if you have a nice bag, you put it in the plastic bag, you ship it to you, and then you call me back and tell me what it's worth? Or at least that's what the commercial looks like.
We do have... We have a page on our website.
That's funny.
We have a page... It is kind of like that, though. We have a page on our website where you can get a form and you can upload pictures directly to us and we tell you how much we will buy the bag for.
Wow.
Then we send you a shipping label and you send it to us and
What's the most expensive bag ever? The record price.
That we paid for a bag or that we sold
a
bag?
Or the value, the most valuable bag ever on Bella.
We have an Hermes Birkin bag for sale right now for just around $10,000. Last month we sold a bag for around $7,500. So they go for those prices.
And what would they retail for?
They would retail for about
$15,000. Whoa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's a different world.
These are high-end designers.
A day.
Exactly.
But I mean, you know, we have bags on our site pieces on our site for $100, $200.
So when you got into this, you mentioned earlier that it was in your dorm.
Yeah. It was just, I started to sell,
How'd you stumble into this?
My own handbag. You know, so it's one girl with a, you know, Craigslist and eBay account, and wow. Just sold my own handbag, sold a girlfriend's handbag.
So was that a boyfriend thing like you did?
No. Listen, I was very school focused and business focused. No boyfriends.
So you had your own reason for selling this bag.
Yeah, you know, girls get tired of using their stuff. Okay. It's a great way to kind of recycle and reuse. It's a very green thing.
So you were happy with what you got from that resale?
Yeah, I was. But I realized that there was a big gap in the market.
Right.
You know, that other people could take, you know, could take photos that were worse than the photos that I had taken of my bags. You know, people could write descriptions that were worse, you know, and you know, building a brand behind it and, you know, creating a place of trust for people to go to is something really different. I would say on eBay, for example, today, eBay and Craigslist, I think the statistic is over 37% of handbags are counterfeit. So to buy something there versus somebody who has a selling history of, you know, 10 years and a business that is a true machine for selling authentic handbags and a proven record is a safer place to buy.
Right.
So to close that gap for buyers and create a place of trust and safety and a reputation for somebody to come to, you know, it is a way, you know, for people to really, really, you know, get something that they're looking for at a price they can afford. And that's really what I wanted to create.
Right.
So it wasn't so much that I was happy with the price that I got. It's I knew it was something that I could replicate for other people as well.
Well, speaking of replication, are there any designs to replicate the business? I don't know if franchise is the right word, but put it in different geographies.
Sure, yeah, I got a price tag for it if you want it. Is that
right? Yeah?
No.
Well, the only reason it's even on my mind is because we went to that franchise show over the weekend, and we talked to those guys, you know, that are in the business of putting people in franchises, and we saw a bunch of franchises.
It's definitely something that, you know, I've thought about and I've talked about with other people. The one thing that I do, you know, really just like to think about when I think about franchising the business is, you know, the idea of like, take a Subway restaurant. Have you ever been into one Subway restaurant and it's an awesome Subway? You love it. The sandwiches come out great. They're perfect. You go into another Subway restaurant and you're like, ugh, this place is so dirty. I don't want to eat here. And, you know, because like I speak with about...
There goes the Subway sponsorship. Yeah. That's right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, Subway I love, personally.
She's backpedaling now, right?
Too late.
Well...
But no, we get your point.
You get my point. You know, you get one Bella Bag franchise that says, hey, maybe we can, you know, put a few counterfeits in there, and that really kind of
would destroy the brand. Right.
It destroys the brand. And I don't really know if that would happen or not happen. And like I said, it is something we've thought about, but you know, it's just something that we would have to tread very carefully.
But would you move, maybe instead of franchising, just move on to other items? You know, you have handbags.
Like authentic crew socks.
I don't know. What other authentic, like jewelry, I guess, there watches, Rolex watches, things like that.
There are definitely people who sell Rolex watches out there on the pre-owned side. So yeah, it's a possibility.
I expect 10%. We're coming up with that.
Pay him royalties.
So now this thing's kind of gotten to a certain point. Jen's done a marvelous job for you. You guys obviously
have... Do you think
you've
maxed out her talents?
Yeah, are we done?
She's got more to give.
No, I definitely don't think so. She's got plenty more to give. And I can tell that because as each month that we work together, I see the rankings, you know, get bigger and bigger, and I see the customer base grow and grow. And we actually haven't been working together that long. I mean, when I first started working with her, she told me, you know, this is going to, she was great at giving the worst case scenario delivery. You know what
nice,
I mean?
Nice. You know, good tactic,
underperform, over deliver.
Right.
So she told me this is probably going to take 6-7 months. And we've been working together, I think, about 5 months now, just about there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've gone from, you know, ranking on page maybe 4 of Google in some cases to being number 1 on page 1.
Wow.
So,
man, impressive.
There's nowhere to go from there, right?
We're pretty good.
I don't know, Jen.
Do.
You think there's a lot more to give, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, where my question was headed is, okay, you kind of got to this great point. You're in a good place. So what does the day-to-day look like? Like, what will you guys do later today? Do you get together a couple times a week? Do you call each other on the phone once a month? How does that day-to-day relationship unfold?
It's pretty much a machine. We have our employees working on her account, and we see each other we see each other pretty frequently, I would say. But no, we're not talking every single day about new ways to handle things. And that's the benefit for her. She doesn't have to worry about it because she knows we're taking care of it in the background. Right. So.
We see each other frequently because we like each other.
Yeah. But I mean, really, where do they go from here? They've hit Atlanta Business Radio Inside PR Series. Where else are you going to go, right?
It's all downhill. Sorry.
National.
So that's great. Is there, we want to share some ways to get a hold of you guys?
You can check us out online at www.viumedia.com, and you could also give us a call at on our local number at 404-547-0949, and we'd be happy to help everybody
What's on your website for people to come by? Is there information about?
Yeah, on our website, you can check out information about the different services that we offer. You can see a few client case studies and testimonials. You can see our recent Fox and CBS feature. Learn a little bit more and see how we've been able to help out everybody else with their online presence.
And your sweet spot are online businesses?
We work with, being a marketing company, we work with all different sizes of businesses right. and all different industries, but we really do have a sweet spot for e-commerce-based businesses, for technology, for professional service-based businesses. We do a lot of B2B. The B2C we do would strictly be on the e-commerce side.
Right.
And right. Casey, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you and find out what you've got in stock and start getting a jump on
and
Easter,
it,
Christmas?
It always
all that.
Changes, right?
There must oh, be yeah. It always, must turn over all
yeah,
the time,
it always
right?
changes. We probably get in, you know, near, I would say, 50 to 75 new bags per week, and we lose, you know, that many or more per week. So, you know, it's constantly changing. You can visit us at shop, S-H-O-P, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, bag, B-A-G.com, shopbellabag.com. And like I said, if you don't see what you like now, come back soon.
Do you send out like a newsletter or something?
We do send out a newsletter, and you can subscribe to us right on the website there.
And you get that every week, every day?
Yep, every week you'll get the newsletter.
And that'll have what's new?
It'll have what's new. It'll have promo codes, sale codes, discount codes, all that kind of good stuff. So I really recommend, you know, signing up for those. You can call us at 877-6-BELLABAG.
Cool.
Terrific.
So that's another great show.
I think we learned a lot about bags today.
I know. Well, it's bad news for me because now I have to tell my wife that this exists.
Yeah, but you're going to get what, like 40 to 80% off? You're going to get promo codes?
I'll be making money by telling my wife about this.
not
hey,
for nothing.
She can sell her old bag to us or trade it.
Not for nothing, but I'm just saying, you know, a lot of authors and speakers come on the show and they send us books ahead of time. Yes. I'm just saying.
We have to
authenticate. I'm just going
to
put that out there. We got to learn how to authenticate the books.
Right. Yeah. That'll be good.
No, that was a great show, though, man. We learned a lot.
Yeah, that was good. I appreciate them coming.
Thanks
by.
For having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that wraps up another great Atlanta Business Radio show. See you guys next time.